March 8th, Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, you can talk.
March 8th, Wednesday afternoon. Latina at Oscar Nicktoons' house.
Second tape.
Side one.
Yeah.
So when did you, when did people first start getting guns in your family? What year?
Quite a while ago, before 98. You know, Russian ship called Kotzebue. That's the name, is Kotzebue, if we're hunted up. That's Russian name right there. Probably captain of that ship. Because I didn't find no ship name with that. But they had one named Steamer Bear. And my father told me he was a little boy when his dad take him down. Even going to ship, you see that big polar bear behind, stern of the boat, like those what we see in this terminal cross over in Fairbanks, and one down Anchorage. But this one looked more than that stuff there, you know.
Bigger.
Nanook, we call it. That's the name of that brown bear. Nanook.
And our got hair like yours, huh?
And our brown bear is Akhlak. There's lots of more between them till we come to our black bear. Black bear is Yarik. So we have to learn all the names too, so. When we come home, we could tell what kind of game we kill, you know.
What was it like when you first started hunting?
Yeah, we didn't get down to that place yet. We have to come down from Bells, past South Fork, try to come to fish camp. Only one fish camp we saw between here and Bells. I don't know where the others go, up South Fork probably. Because my son-in-law across there, David, that was grandfather, fish camp we come to. Call him Dick. His name was Dick. No last name, just first name, that's all day. We learned them by, you know. But he had lots of other brothers, four or five. One or two sisters, that's all. And a fellow by the name Alexander. But in our language, we call him Duyo Rock. Duyo is he's a woodpecker name, Duyuk, pond away in trees.
How did he get that name?
You see this one stay with me? That's his name is Duyuk. You'll surprise him if you call him Duyuk. His name is Ronnie, that's all, you know.
Does he ever use that name?
Once in a while. They'll ask, lots of them. We named them from where we descend from Longo, you know. But this guy from South Park, he must have looked like that guy over Silvic by that name, you know, Duyuk. So So this one they call Joyo Rock, older, you see. Rock, I mean, older or bigger, I don't know which. Yeah. Now we come back to this guy that run away. Because his dad no shoot him anyway, you know. I don't know if he would hit him or not. He said he was going to shoot for his leg, that's all. Next. So they'll find out what they want.
You guys paying attention to me? I'm just playing around.
You have to ask me somewhere. So
you were,
that's the only way I can think of what I should tell you next.
When you heard that guy walking around, what did you think it was?
Didn't know it's a person. Because that dog, when we go to bed, they all stay right where you open the tent, you know. You let nobody come in there, no, no. It's a white man dog, too. Our own dog, you know. They bark, too, but they're not scared like this one. They're scared to bark or something.
What did you think that man might do?
He'd come down from the mining claims up there, you know, out of food probably, because he had nothing with him. Otherwise he would drop them right there when he started running. That's what Dad say.
Is that kind of scary?
Yeah, he don't even try to fight that dog. That dog must have touched his leg or something. That's the way I watched them house dogs up that way. They won't let you go in unless the owner says quit and open the door.
When you said when you were in Bettles you had quit school, that you were working for money then. Remember when you were young?
Oh, yeah, just we'll come to it about 2 more years.
2 more years, okay. So we're still...
That would be my first job.
So now we're summer of 1912? Is that where we're at now?
No, I mean, when I work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I do little errands for somebody, mm-hmm. like women especially. We had them women shell themselves up that way, you know. Well, lots of money. They made more money than men. Better life. One woman, they called Dutch Louise. She got scared she was gone for the winter, but she break the men, lots of them, before winter come. She got scared, so she had to go back. Man by the name Captain Haynes, he's a captain of steamboat, having to have a dog team. She hired that one for $1,000. That's putting a dollar, $2 a mile from Goldfoot to Beaver. That's where she want to get, see. Then Marshall find out. He could catch him up. Yeah. Only one talk that old captain said he was not going to charge that much. It's just gossip. But that woman said I was going to pay how much he asked just to get away from Wiseman. You know. Louise, her name is, but she must have been Dutchman. They got her Dutch Louise. The people, men that know her, they say she was a nice-looking woman. There's 5-6 of them all the time up there every year.
Did you get to know her?
Some of them, when I started work. Just a little errand for them, big dollar at the, you know.
What kind of errands you did for them?
Bring food for them from the roadhouse. Take order down first, bag it back. Then she get that train, put a dollar in my hand, like his junior. Let him talk a little while. See what he'll say.
He's related to you?
That's my junior.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, junior.
That's the only one that's not married out of the whole family. You ask him?
Not yet.
Yeah. He can, he'll just put it away. I don't fool around that well of me. It's not like that other gun you see over there. This one used clips. No danger to have shells in there. You always check. When it's empty, it's get open. It's open now, see? Mm-hmm. When you shove the clipping nail, automatically put the shell in the chamber ready to go. But there's safety in there. You got to put this back quick, just a little bit, you know. First start, I shoot too fast.
Well, what happened?
But it's good to, well, jam up.
Did you ever have an accident when you're hunting?
Yeah.
What happened?
Look, see this car?
Oh, on your thumb, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
We were trapping beaver, and beaver come out the middle of the river. I see it, so I run out there with this. Good thing I bring my axe, little axe, like that and out there, you know. Mm-hmm. That beaver come out and start to eat. Then I get too close and when I get too close and I come to that air hole, they call it, you know, pretty soon. I was not really real good. I had 22 single shots that time. Pretty soon that water started moving. I cock it and get ready, you know. When it come out and when I shoot at it and hit him good, started to go down, take my mitts off. I had no mitts anyway. It was warm like this in March this month, later part of. I do this and all of a sudden it had his mouth open, see? I touched right there around here. It come like that and I feel it. And I didn't feel it, but when I pull him out, and it drop right there. And this one hang up like this next. So, I didn't know what to do and started to drink that blood. Then I make noise. Our camp was back there. My wife say, what happened? I say, I got cut in my thumb, boil water. He did snow water, you know. I was holding it right there, walking. you get the beer? I said, yes, that's it. After she doctored me up, she go out and get him, started skin him.
So the beaver's teeth did it. The mouth.
No doctor put that back on. I drink that blood. And my wife said, I thought you'd say, you got song for that, for any kind of cut. So it'll heal. Hard to believe it, but we got song.
Have a song to heal? Did you sing?
Sing. She bandages it. Stop bleeding. 4 days or 5 days from that camp, we come to nurse. She said, no, she can't do nothing with it. Healing already, but not heal all the way through, you know. She said, you can't work for a long time. Even if you work too hard with this side, you know. Strained his muscles, you see. But good thing we had lots of meat already. After I could rest about a couple of weeks, people come back. Right now, school would be just like closed, you know. Nobody home. Whole families go out trapping, hunting, trap rats. Shoot moose and caribou. When they're lucky, they can find bear too.
When you had that song, do you remember how that song goes? That song for healing up your hand?
No, I don't use it too long. I won't sing it anyway.
Did good medicine though, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can show you another scar here. Put your finger here. See that empty space?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sewed that one up to. That one's chopped, double braided axe.
Wow.
I was too smart. One guy I go with, my uncle, he could bundle small wood, you know, and he can't carry his axe. He told me, drag this along. But no, I know too much. I said, I'll pack it. And going that down that hill behind battles, hill something like this, about that high. I know what I do, a slip or something. Axe come down, chop my leg right to the bone.
How did you feel that one?
Well, I didn't feel it yet. I holler, I guess, and this guy looked back, he see I fall down. He threw his bundle of wood off, see what's happened. He started a holler. My parents' cabin, not too far down. They holler back, what happened? They say, this little boy chopped his leg. Dad had. I didn't know what. He said, pack it down, don't touch. There's another guy sing. After he sing, he get his little drum. His daddy hit it. Then some white man find out. They say, what happened? They say, little boy chop his leg. They happen to know NC Company's agent's wife is nurse, Charlie Cream. Cream, that's a funny name for me. There's a name like that though, ain't it? Well, this woman was, you see Marie across there? She was built just like that. She carry herself easy. She come back with a little bag like this. Sure, she was nurse. She got medicine, little tools, everything. All she asked for was boil water too. She made it first. I didn't know why she needed to stitch it that time, you know. It just grew close up. But anyway, I was crippled all, I don't know how many months.
You were young then? You were really young?
Yeah, I didn't go to school yet that time.
Oh, so how old?
See, I was four maybe.
Oh.
That must be that same year I go and go to school, you know. Because after New Year I can start to walk again. That could be it, you see. But I can't remember. That's before school, though. Mm-hmm. But that woman is nurse. She had this kind of black leather, though. Soft. Yeah, she doctored it up. I don't know how many times she come and look. Every day, you know, to clean it up. But I don't know who's the best one. My dad or her. To heal it anyway. No doctor to.
Well, this one, you feel it sometimes.
Well, I can hunt pretty well. Even with that big scar. It didn't cut this way, you see. It split the end of the muscle this way. Good thing they say. Good thing I didn't.
This kneecap.
I just missed it. If I hit that kneecap, my knee would get like this. No more bent. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what that kneecap was for. Cover that joint.
You have any other kind of accidents?
No, that's all I, from that. Well, I cut my hand once in a while, see this car. Mm-hmm. I just didn't sharpen my cross-cut saw, building boat. It's slipping. Mm-hmm. Another one, I was not too far from Mission. Just about where William house is. Out in front I was building boat, Mission up there. But that nurse, our big nurse, noticed something wrong. I had this in my mouth. Come and see, get ready. She said she was lucky she was ready. Because I just come in that porch, I was falling over, she catch me and put me in a couch, I guess, where they sit down. And run to her dispenser and get her things. I started to wake up to a funny smelling thing that she put ammonia in. And when I opened my eyes, she said, "Now you wake up, what happened?" I told her I saw my hand. He get contract. He keep it going. Hollywood for downtown.
Oh. Where's he Hollywood to?
One of them women down there. My granddaughter's down there. Mm-hmm.
So you, she caught you just before you fell down?
Huh?
You said the nurse caught you just before you fell?
Yeah, or else I would just hit the floor. I fainted that far. I lost quite a bit of blood, but I was drinking it. Just that. You could see it right there.
Yeah.
That one take not a long time to heal up. Well, I had a job to working for Wilfred. I was working overtime for myself. It's the first boat I ever built to.
What kind of boat was it?
Pulling boat, lumber. This kind of lumber. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. You want to stop for a while
yeah,
for today?
If you want, yeah. Because I'll see you again.